Track 14, The Last Word. This month's last word gives pride of place for once to Mrs. H. Here is Neil to explain why.
There are times when I think I should hand the last word to Mrs. H. She can tell a colourful tale. She can recount one of her many adventures like no one else I know, but you have to concentrate. Suddenly she'll go off at a tangent, leaving you wondering whether you missed something. She cranks up the tension due partly to her breathless delivery. She can talk at length without taking on oxygen. I have trouble hanging in there. Let me give you an example. You'll have to listen carefully. To recreate the excitement, I have to deliver this at quite a pace. Okay, here goes. I went in our usual cafe for a drink. There was a heck of a queue. Do you know this woman bumped into me with her tray? She didn't apologise. Anyway, I ordered a frothy cappuccino, and what I got was more like a latte. Are you listening to me? And there was that hardly any chocolate sprinkles. So I said, can I have some more? And then, guess what? I couldn't find an empty table. Why do people on their own sit at a table for four? Did you hear a word I said? Whew, hope you got that. Her most impatient listener is her son. He'll interrupt her with, is this story going anywhere? I remember when we first met him for lunch with his then-girlfriend, now his wife. Mrs. H was in full flow when he came out with one of his usual barbed comments. Mother, get to the point. Future daughter-in-law looked puzzled. When his mother tells a story, I explained, you get all the incidental details, and he tends to glaze over after a while. Cool, she scoffed at him. You're just like your mother. You do that. You tell me every detail. Well, that was a turn-up. It would appear the Jackanory gene has been passed on. Details are important, Mrs. H informed her son. How often have I told you something briefly at your request? And 10 minutes later, you ask a question, so I have to give you the full explanation. Your father's dreadful for that. Sometimes I don't think he listens to a word I say. I knew I'd be dragged into it somewhere. I remember a particular family meal. There were 8 of us with Mrs. H and I sitting beside each other. At one point, we found we were both holding court, talking about a recent trip we made to darkest Essex. Mrs. H was telling those on the right, while I was regaling those on the left. We were recounting the same tale, but it won't surprise you to learn that I was on chapter 2, while Mrs. H was recounting the unexpurgated version, was still on the introduction. It was at this point she demonstrated another of her skills, the ability to become totally involved in her dramatic reconstruction, but able to tune into what's going on around her. I was, of course, oblivious to what she was saying. I was building up nicely to the climax of my tale when a voice cut in, pulling me up sharply in mid-sentence. Don't tell them that, Mrs. H cried. I haven't got to that bit yet. I want to tell them. What could I do? My audience had to be left in suspense while Mrs. H caught up. She went back to the beginning of the incident, but my listeners weren't bored at the repeat. Mrs. H's scene setting and background information was impressive. In fact, it had me wondering whether I'd actually been there when it happened. There were things I'd completely forgotten, and when she delivered her punchline, I know she got a bigger ooh than I would have done. Oh, and let me just reassure you, Mrs. H won't take over the last word. Firstly, she is far too busy managing Shady Pines, and secondly, it would probably mean just talk would be rather long.
Neil, we'll be happy to stay with your last words, thank you.